Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Opening night of the high school football season, and we welcome you to the home of the Crimson Knights, Wall High School, where they are getting set for an early Beam North contest with the Caseys of Red Bank Catholic. Kenny, thanks so much for joining us here on the Shore Sports Network, along with my broadcast partners, Ed Sarluka, Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon up here in the box. Kevin, we get right back at it tonight, and why not debut our 2014 campcom on the Shore Sports Network here this evening with the number one team in the Shore, the team that will certainly carry a target on their back all season long, Caseys.
And a 33-game winning streak against Shore Conference opponents they come into tonight, making a conference switch now in Class B North, but will be favored to win another division title. Certainly a perennial power now, RBC is, and they head here to Wall to take on a young Crimson Knights team, a team that their head coach, Dan Curcione, makes his coaching debut tonight. Was the defensive coordinator here last year. Prior to that, was an assistant for several years at Toms River North. And not only that, he comes in with a team that's a little battered and bruised. Several young players who would have been starters and maybe even 2A performers not able to make a go of it tonight. So certainly the odds stacked against this Wall team in one of five games around the Shore, Matt, this weekend in what for some reason they call week zero, even though we know it's really week one.
It is week one, especially with not a full assortment, but a decent amount of games taking place. RBC has made their way out onto the field. Wall will follow in just a second. The third member of our crew, as always, roaming the sidelines. We call him the coach, the former longtime assistant around the Shore Conference, Ed Sarluka. And coach, this one is Kevin kind of sizing up a pretty tall order for Wall in the debut of Coach Curcione.
Yeah, well, Kevin hit it right, Matt. First of all, there couldn't have been too many happy coaches in B North when they found out RBC was changing divisions. That's number one. And number two, they are a veteran team, a lot of players back, a lot of Division I players, which we'll speak of as over the course of our broadcast against a, as Kevin said, a very inexperienced Wall team. A familiar name at quarterback in Clooney for Wall. His brother now playing at William & Mary, graduated a few years back. So good blood there, but inexperienced at the QB spot, and he will be baptized tonight by this very good RBC team.
Yes, certainly Matt Cluley, who will take over the spot. The junior quarterback was the backup a year ago. His older brother, Steve, is the starter right now at William & Mary. Made his way up the depth chart pretty quick. Kevin, obviously for RBC, you know, their theme is get through the Shore Conference and get to the state playoffs. That's a hard way to kind of go through a season. And I was thinking about this today. You know, how do you continue to rally yourself in games where everybody on their schedule, they will be at least a favorite, if not in many cases, a heavy favorite to win the game?
Well, that's the job of six-year head coach Jim Portella, who's been very successful at it. As we said, it's 33 straight wins over conference opponents, Shore Conference opponents. Maybe the change to divisions gives them a little spark because they'll see some teams, obviously, they haven't seen in the past a couple of years. And, you know, I guess the bottom line, Matt, is RBC starts the season maybe with a bar that's higher than anyone else, and that is to finally get to that golden position of playing for an overall parochial state championship, as good as they've been locally, just have not been able to bust down that door. But obviously there are players for RBC, Matt, who are making their first starts tonight. There are guys who have waited their turn, so to speak, and have watched really good players in front of them move on, and they're looking to make their mark and add to what has now become quite a portfolio of success for the Caseys.
And there might be some guys, as Kevin said, making their debut as a starter for the green, white, and gold, but there is also a boatload of talent led by the University of Miami-bound two-way player, Jamie Gordonier.
Yeah, and another one is their quarterback, Eddie Hahn, who is only a junior but had ample time at the QB spot, splitting time with Pat Toomey last year.
Take a time out here for the national anthem. We will make it a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll go through this one a little bit more. Our opening pregame show of week number one of the high school football season. We're back right after this with more high school football on the Shore Sports Network.
And back here at Wall High School, we're getting set for the opening kickoff, which is powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
What they call week zero, we call week one on our high school football schedule. Wall and RBC, let's go down to center field and check in for the opening coin toss.
Short conference football season. All right, guys. My name is Mr. Douglas. I'll be your referee tonight. Mr. Diab will be your umpire. All right. And over here we have Mr. We'll forget them. We'll get them later. All right. You guys are the visitors. You'll call the flip before I flip it. I'll flip it in the air, and you'll call it before I flip. Go ahead. Call.
Heads.
Heads is the call. And it is a head.
I'd like to defer.
Okay. White is one to toss, and elected to defer. This guy's want to receive. Which goal would you like to defend? Want to defend this end? Kick this way.
Okay, RBC won the toss. Matt and Kevin and deferred their choice to the second half. Wall will be getting the ball to the scoreboard side of their home field.
That was Jamie Gordonier, the speaking captain, who made the right call on the heads-tails decision. And we'll defer to the second half, as Ed said. So we'll, Matt, see a Crimson Knight team, a fairly young Crimson Knight team, and a lot of spots go on offense first, led by the junior quarterback, Matt Cluley.
RBC in their away white uniforms tonight. Gold helmets with the green trim, green numerals, the gold outline, and the gold pants. Wall in their home reds tonight. Wall across the chest in small block letters in white with the blue outline. Same with the numerals, white with the blue outline. Silver pants, silver helmets with the red and blue W on either side. Going back here for the Crimson Knights, Bobby Fletcher, number 9, Stephen Post, number 23. They are the two return men. The season opener, this was a game that was scheduled for October, but at RBC's request, Wall accommodating and moving this to what Kevin so eloquently said, week zero on the high school schedule.
And again, one of five games this weekend, four tonight around the Shore, one tomorrow, and then 30, the rest of the groups, with the exception of one, I think 32 teams. Somebody has a bye next week. 32 teams will kick it off next weekend.
Yeah, that's Rumson, one of the better teams in the Shore. They won't play for 2 weeks. That's got to be tough on them.
Trevor Cowley, number 1, will spot the ball in the middle part of the field at the 40-yard line. During a pretty hot week, it's cooled off just a little bit here in the last hour or so as the sun has went down. Not much of a breeze to speak about, but what is coming is behind RBC's back, moving across the field right to left on your radio dial. High expectations for RBC, not just in the Shore Conference, but in the state tournament. Wall, a young team trying to make an early mark on the high school football schedule. In the back part of the end zone, this one is fielded by Pass, cannot come out, and it will be a touchback on the opening kick. It will be Matt Cluley, the junior quarterback, to run the show for a Wall. The tackles, Darryl Valme and Connor Lydon. The guards, Mike Yard and Kyle Delacardillo. Keenan Nesbitt is the center. The tight end, Paul Calaramis. The wide receivers, Liam Ferguson and Bobby Fletcher, Rich Ignoian, and Tim McGevna, the starting backfield. If there's a little bit of something to keep an eye on, RBC big and powerful, but McGevna, fullback, 230. Ignoian listed at 195. That is a pretty big backfield. It'll be McGevna in motion, two back set. direct snap that went off of the quarterback. It is picked up by RBC, handled there by number 7, Nick LaGrippo, and an early turnover on a botched snap on the very first play from scrimmage. The Caseys will have it first and 10 just inside the Wall 20-yard line.
Well, Ed, what do you describe that one for us? You were right there.
Well, in a spread formation, they try to stick it in the first back stomach, never got it there. And RBC's, I believe it was number 7, right? Nick LaGrippo, who recovered that one, Matt.
So RBC quickly on here with the offense. They'll go with a 4 wide receiver package. Tight trip set to the left. A little bit longer wide receiver is Callie. He's to the numbers on the left side of the field. The give is to Mike Cordova. He is tripped up near the line of scrimmage, coming up to make the stop from a safety spot. Liam Ferguson, number 15. Nick Horenberg, Liam Smith, the tackles of this KC offense. Ryan Onidas and Ryan Kroger, the two guards. Nick Roy is the center. The tight end is Steve Denistrian. Trevor Callie, Jim Portella, coach's son, the wide receiver. Dylan Murr over the running backs. Eddie Hahn, the 6'3 junior quarterback. Traditional I set this time around with Murphy the fullback, Cordova at the tailback spot. Denistrian will set himself to the right side of the formation as the tight end. Wall in a 3-4 defense. Flags out. This should be procedure, I believe, against the Caseys.
It is, Matt. Now, understand this. Wall, we didn't mention this yet. Wall is actually riding, if you want to use the word riding, a 7-game losing streak. They won their first 3 last year, then lost 7 straight. The last one, a playoff game. They got into the playoffs. The last 2 was the playoff game and then the Manasquan game. Got into the playoffs. But the one thing they did well last year, they played good defense under Curciano, who was the coordinator last year. It was their offense, was their Achilles heel.
They played actually very good defense.
Yeah.
About a minute into our first quarter, Caseys have it now. Second down and long. Another flag comes out. This is going to be against RBC again. Let's go through that 3-4 defensive alignment for Wall. Mike Yard, Matt McKenzie, the 2 defensive ends. Connor Leiden is the nose man. Chad McClellan and Cole Kattiga, the outside linebackers. Ignoyan and McGevna anchor the inside spots. Liam Ferguson and Jake Van Brunt, the 2 safeties. Matt Cluley and Nick Kukasik are the corners.
Starting lineups tonight brought to you by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy.
Mike DeMonte, number 5, has checked into the RBC huddle. They will huddle between plays. Back-to-back penalties, however, will set it up second down and 20. It will be DeMonte coming near sideline to the left. He's joined there by Nick Lubisher in the slot. Out of the shotgun, it is Hahn to give it up the middle. Cordova, good size hole to start, and then spun down just inside the 25 to the 24-yard line by Ignolian, the middle linebacker. It'll set up third and long.
Well, Matt Ahern, the offensive coordinator for the Caseys, cannot be too happy with the way this one has started, Matt, after the quick turnover. Basically in the red zone, they've gone backwards with 2 procedure penalties and not well, 2 run plays that have not gone real well. As you mentioned, Kevin, Wall will play defense tonight. Curcione was a college defensive linebacker. He knows his defense.
Hahn here with a quad set off to the right, tight end back to the left. Wall has to spread that defense out. Hahn gets it. He'll set up quarterback draw up the middle. Big hole to 20, 15, makes a move at the 12, 10, 5, in for the touchdown. Caseys spread it out, and Eddie Hahn will take it in from 24 yards out to give RBC a 6-0 advantage at the 9:26 mark of the first quarter.
Well, that one just a little bit too easy. Will not please Coach Curcione. As you said, it was like the spreading of the Red Sea. And Hahn, who ran the ball for 245 yards last year as the backup quarterback to now graduated Pat Toomey, scores his first of what I'm sure will be many touchdowns this fall.
Vince Gallo on for the extra point. Gallo, 5'11", 165-pound senior. He'll work out of a hold of DeMonte, the wide receiver. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It's low and a bit off to the left, and no good. 6-0. The score will hold. 9:26 to go in the opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Our first score of the night brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Toms River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open till 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. That's the Office in Toms River.
9:26 to go here in the opening quarter. RBC with their first score of the season. 6-0 advantage with the mixed extra point. It will be Cali to kick off again. Same two guys back deep for Wall. Fletcher on the left hash mark. Poss on the right hash mark. Cali is a left-footed kicker. This is a high end over end job. Poss will field it at the 6-yard line. Come to the near sideline to the 15. Good speed on the RBC coverage unit. Taken down there by number 89, Doug Zokol. And throw the assist in there as well for number 22. That is Tommy Spernal, backup running back. So with 9:20 to go, Wall offense will come back on the field. Kevin obviously looking for a little bit better of a situation than last time.
Boy, that's about as bad as it gets, Matt. You open up the season on your first down, first play. The snap is botched. You fumble the ball. The ball, by the way, was on the turf for a long time. Nobody saw it was there.
No, they're missing a player here.
And now they're a guy short coming out onto the field late. So, as we said, young team, inexperienced, and it's week zero, Matt.
And new offense, too. Throw that in there.
Yep.
Quarterback two back set. Billy Schneider into the game at the fullback spot. This is Cluely off the left side on a quarterback option. He will rush it forward out over the 25-yard line, get to the 26. Mike Cordova there to make the stop. Good gain on first down. We'll leave Wall with about a second and two.
Well, that was a little better, I would say, than the first play. Cluely doing a nice job of getting to the corner. Good blocking on the left side. So now you're in a situation second and short. I think you want to play close to the vest. You'd love to just move the chains, try and get the offense feel good about themselves early on.
Two back set this time off to the left side. Cluely, play action. Rolling to his right. In trouble. Gets hit and dropped. Ryan Kroger, big number 74, the 6'3", 285-pound senior, makes the hit. A couple yards in the backfield. Make it third down and just about four for the Crimson Knights.
Like I said, you just try and move the chains. Didn't take me long to miss one. Midseason form here. You know, and we talk about, you know, the youth, but the other factor is the size up front. Probably an average of about 50 or 60 pounds more on the RBC side than the Wall side. Difficult.
Schneider and Poss in the backfield. Cluely this time going to roll left. Flip it into the flat. Look for Ferguson. Ball was overthrown. It will be incomplete and stop the clock with 7:50 to go. Nick Lubisher on the coverage. I think it's 6-0, and on comes the punt team now for Wall for the first time tonight. Only has to move back several yards. Matt Cluely doubles as the punter for this team.
That's why I was a little surprised, Matt. Second down and two. I'm going to run the ball two plays, try and move the chains, keep the defense off the field and all that. And then you throw the ball on second down, you get sacked, and then the whole series goes amok.
Wall with another late player coming on here on punt coverage. RBC doesn't seem to be showing pressure here. They'll rush four. Cluely will get off a wobbly kick, angle to his left. Cordova fields it inside of RBC territory at his 44. Into Wall territory now at the 40. Jitterbug out over the 35. Gets down to about the 34-yard line. Casey's a play with a short field here. It'll be first and 10 with 7:36 to go. Paul Calamaris with the stop.
Well, short field for the Casey's. They'll start inside Wall territory at the 35. Put a lot of pressure on the defense. Matt, first two series after the fumble. Short field, but now after the change of possessions, short field again.
He started at the 20 on the one drive, did go back a couple yards with some penalties, but wound up scoring, and now here at the Wall 35-yard line. Hahn will step up under center, split back set. Here is the give this time to Spernal. He will look to turn the corner, outside zone play to the left, get down to the 30 for about a 5-yard pickup. Host of Knights in on the tackle. Off the bottom of the pile was number 27, Jake Van Brunt. Safety coming up to make the stop.
Spernal, by the way, ran for 350 yards and four touchdowns. You know, obviously they're replacing the big running back with Larry Radelli last year. But they've got a host of guys, Matt, who can carry that pigskin. Maybe nobody rushes for 12 or 1,300, but they might have four or five guys that all go over 500 or 600.
add to that point after this second down play, as Cowley will split out this time as the near side wide receiver. Motion across the formation to set up twins that way. Fake the counter in the middle. Hahn will roll, throw down the middle of the field. Look for a receiver. Had a man open. Number four, Steve Denistrian, the tight end. That ball falling just out of the reach and incomplete third down. Kevin, just to echo what you said, you know, as we get information from coaches, the RBC backfield loaded with basically double starters at the tailback and the fullback spot, saying they'll alternate series and backups after that. So we could see as many as six, seven guys in the offensive backfield tonight.
Yeah, that just makes it such a formidable offense to coach against. By the way, had Hahn thrown that ball just a little bit earlier, the tight end was open, but he hung it up there a little bit. Defensive back was able to recover.
Portella and Cowley this time. Twins combo off to the left side. Hahn this time will look to keep it off the right. He'll make a nice move at the 20-yard line, hop over a tackler, and get in the end zone for another touchdown. This one a 30-yard variety from the junior quarterback, Eddie Hahn. And quickly, it is RBC up 12-0 on two running back touchdowns from their quarterback.
Well, Hahn just accelerates so quick when he sees the opening out of that spread offense. After the option fake, he just accelerated into the hole and high-stepping his way into his second touchdown of this first period.
On for the extra point again here is Gallo. 12-0. RBC will be content to kick the extra point here, which was good. And the score will go to 13-0. 7:16 to go here in the opening quarter. Let's keep it here in between scores. Ed, among some of the other games going on tonight, which we'll track for you as best we can, what has your interest just a little bit?
Well, the Pinelands, Donovan Catholic, and how many times are we going to change their name, of course, to Donovan Catholic? That was scoreless after one period. That was my latest update. That is a little intriguing because I think both teams, you know, coming off of bad years last year, they need a victory in that first game. So that should be interesting to keep an eye on. And the other one is Howell and Freehold. Freehold Township, excuse me, Matt. You know, that's another interesting game. Howell with a new coach, new offense. You won't see the ball up in the air 50 times anymore from Howell. More of a ground control type of offense. So,
Ed, Pinelands on the board. Connor Hussey, a 52-yard run. So Pinelands leads Donovan Catholic 7-0. That was a 6:30 starter in the second quarter.
And Freehold Borough is on top of Middletown North right now, 6-0. Our good buddy Scott Stump is up at that one, tracking that contest. Cowley with his third kickoff here of the quarter. This one will go to Pass again at the 6-yard line. Again, comes to the near side hash mark, chipped up to the 15, falls forward to the 17-yard line. Spurnall there on the tackle yet again. 7:09 to go here. Quarter number one, it's RBC 13. And Wall nothing, the season opener for us here on the Shore Sports Network. Check out our new website at shoresportsnetwork.com. All the latest schedule information and everything we have going on, including our high school schedule, Monmouth University football back in full swing. And we're back on the air on Thursday, our regular high school weekly show. We'll be broadcasting Thursday nights again from the comfy confines of the Water Street Grill and downtown Toms River.
Late flag on that play, Matt, block in the back, so that'll push the Knights half the distance back to their own 9-yard line. Not a good place to start.
At the 9 is where it sits, with Cooley operating out of the shotgun. We'll come out with three wide receivers this time. Inside carry for Stephen Poss gets a yard to the 10 to make it 2nd and 9. That's not by Jamie Gordonier, 6'4", 245-pound senior. Kevin, let's talk about him for a second. Certainly one of the most highly recruited guys in the Shore this year, on his way to the University of Miami. Such a talent.
To play for Al Golden, who's a little bit familiar with RBC, and then, of course, this area. But Gordonier was highly recruited, got it done early. In the spring, made his commitment.
Three wide receivers set Cole Cadigan in as the extra wide receiver. Cooley will keep it here off the left side. Pick up about a yard to the 11. Let's call this 3rd and 8. Nick LaGrippo, the lone middle linebacker in this 4-3 set, makes the tackle.
I mean, how do you handle this now if you're Wall in not getting out of your game plan and just trying to get your guys into the flow of the game, Ed?
Yeah, well, it's going to be very difficult to run inside the tackles against this huge size advantage. As you said, Kevin, just about a 100-pound difference between some of these linemen for RBC versus the Wall offensive line. So, but you got to keep at it. You got to keep them honest inside. But most of the yards tonight will be in the air or outside of the ends.
Third down here and long for Wall. Just at the midway point of this quarter. Here's Poss getting it. He'll spin forward to the 15-yard line. That's going to be four shy of a first down. LaGrippo there to make the tackle, and Wall will have to punt it away on back-to-back possessions. Talk about that size advantage. Three of the four defensive linemen that start for RBC, Pat Sino, 315, Ryan Kroger, 285, and Dan Willen, 275. Those are some big boys up front.
Big and good, by the way. There's a difference. There are some big guys who are not good. These guys can play football.
Cowley and Cordova on the plus side of the 50-yard line. Waiting a kick here from Cluley. Pretty good one at the 49-yard line. Cordova fields it. Will delay his move forward and then run into a wall of red inside Crimson Knight territory again. This one down to the 38-yard line. So that short field for RBC continuing to be a big part of this first quarter.
Yeah, not only losing badly on the scoreboard early, but, I mean, the game, the possession has just been awful. I mean, three possessions for RBC, 20 of Wall, 35 of Wall, now the 38 of Wall. That's a tall task for this Crimson Knight defense. And Coach Curcione just has to try and calm his guys down and get them to play a little football right here, because they're in a whole heap of trouble early.
Hahn at the quarterback spot. Flag comes out here. It's got to be some sort of neutral zone.
Well, see, probably too many guys in the huddle. Usually,
they waved it off.
By the way, guys, we should mention that this game was originally scheduled for mid-October, but was moved 2-0 week by mutual agreement of both teams. So, tough opener for the Knights to open against the number one team in the Shore. And, by the way, ranked number seven in the Star Ledger poll of the entire state.
Dan Lukowski checks into the wide receiver spot. He and Cowley off the left side of the formation. Hahn here wants to throw. Has time. Lets it fly down the hash mark. Has Cowley open. Touchdown, RBC. Right up over the top of the defense. That one a 38-yard pitch and catch from Hahn to Cowley, junior to senior. And Eddie Hahn having himself quite a first quarter.
Two touchdowns on the ground, one in the air, and 7 minutes and 6 seconds of action.
Well, we're going to see a lot of backups for RBC. We said that they are too deep at just about every position. We're going to see them three and four deep tonight.
Gallo for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and the kick for RBC is good. 20 up on the scoreboard. None for Wall so far. We step out for 30 seconds with 4:54 to go in the opening quarter. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here on a nice Friday night to kick off the high school football season. This is the opener for Wall and Red Bank Catholic. Casey's as good as advertised so far. 20-0 our score. 4:54 to go in quarter number one.
Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above at Jersey Mike's.
Cowley set to kick off. He's been busy with this already tonight. And we will have a flag thrown at the 40-yard line. I would expect an offside.
Could be a violation of one of the new rules implemented this year around the state, and that is on the kickoff, the team kicking off, nobody can be more than 5 yards off the ball. As a matter of fact, if it's your back foot, cannot cross the line. So if the ball is on the 40, your kicker obviously can run 10 yards, but your other 10 players can't cross the 35. The idea is that they don't get as much of a running start. It's a safety rule, and that might have been the problem there.
It's listed as a procedure penalty, so it backs them up 5. It does RBC. And Cali will kick off now from the 35-yard line. High end-over-end kick. Coming forward to field it is Poss at the 11. This time we'll try to the left side. Pops with a good hole at the 25, out to the 35, gets to the 40. Run down finally at the 42 by the kicker, Cowley. He was there along with number 54, Mike Reverondo. So Wall finally, if anything, Kevin, with a little bit of breathing room coming out this time.
A little breathing room and a little something for the cheer of the fans up here. As I'm sure some of them who have arrived late are wondering, how did that happen already? It happened because you're playing the top-ranked team in the Shore.
Put it at the 41-yard line where it is first and 10 now for Wall. Split Fletcher out to the right side. Ferguson and Cadigan back to the left. Cluely rolling here on the money. Wants to throw it down the field. Has a man. This one up for grabs. And they will give the reception to Bobby Fletcher. Able to slip past the cover corner coverage of Mike DeMonte. Nice throw by Cluely, but a better catch by Fletcher.
Fletcher did a great job. You know, DeMonte's problem, Matt, was he never looked for the ball. Had he turned around at any point, he probably would have had a chance to break it up, but he never looked, and Fletcher maintained great concentration and hauled it in, and a nice pass and catch for the Crimson Knights as they set up shop first down and 10 at the Casey 17.
Cluely will stay in, ignoring and back in at the running back spot. Single man there, three wide receiver set, bobbled snap, Cluely able to field it. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, just hiding behind one of his linemen. Second and 10 will be the call with a tick over 4 minutes to go here. RBC up 20-0, last stop by Kroger out of his defensive tackle spot.
24, Dylan Murphy as well. Second.
This is a big set for Wall. You know, you figure you'd love to get, obviously, a touchdown on it, but points of any kind would certainly help just ease the waters a little bit. Second down, let's call it 10. Cluely, out of that shotgun set, fakes to Anolian, keeps it up the middle. He was hit by Gordon Ear, and then falling forward for maybe a yard. It'll make it third and 9 here for Wall.
Well, the obvious problem with that spread dive fake is the, you know, the defensive line, the penetration that they are getting versus the Wall offensive line. They are on Wall side of the offensive line. That's tough to run that dive play.
Four wide set. Calamara's the tight end, will stand up as a slot man off to the left side. Cluely will keep it. Option off to the left. And able to dive forward over the 15, get close to the 13-yard line. Gain there of about 3. Eddie Hahn comes up to make the tackle. Fourth down here.
It looked pretty good, Matt, when the play first developed, and Cluely bounced at the outside, but good closing speed by Hahn as he really could not get the corner. And I think on fourth down, you kind of have to go for it. At the very least, you've moved the ball and you've gotten a better field position situation here.
It would be about a 30-yard field goal from here. Wall will line up to go for it. Cadigan, slot man, comes this time to the near side with Fletcher. Cluely rolling again to the right side, stopping throwing, has a man. Cadigan makes the catch inside the 5. It'll be a first down and goal for Wall. Well designed play.
And you have to like what you've seen from young Matt Cluely, who that time rolled to his right, let the play develop. And I like the idea of rolling. It negates a good portion of the pass rush. And Cadigan ran a nice pattern, hits him for the first down, and the drive continues for Wall.
Wishbone set this time for Wall. Cadigan will go tight end. Calamaris, the other tight end. One left, one right. Three back set for Cluely. He'll give it to Agnolian, trying to work his way forward. Grounds it down near the goal line. Stacked up and stood at the 1, where it will be second and goal.
You almost can't imagine, Matt, what this would do for Wall's confidence. Just to get some points on the board, get something positive out of this drive. They've got 3 cracks now from, looks like, inside the 1.
RBC defense tested for the first time here tonight. Buck 40 on the clock and running. Same set, Poss, Ignolian. It'll be Poss this time to get it. Trying to dive forward. No signal yet. There it is. Touchdown, Wall. 1 yard score for Stephen Poss, number 23. And the Crimson Knights able to get 6 up on the scoreboard.
Boy, a nice drive. A couple of big pass plays there. The good kickoff return. And Wall is on the board for the first time this season. Matt, this is an RBC team that only gave up about a touchdown a game last year. So good job by Wall there.
Nick McCheskey, the new kicker on for the Crimson Knights, former soccer player, will work out of the hold of Dylan Calatrella, number 24. Cadigan, the wide receiver, he's the long snapper for this Crimson Knight team. Good snap. The lead kick.
Looks like he had trouble getting the hold down.
Hold wasn't down. The kicker, McCheskey, looks like he is a bit banged up. We'll send it to break. 20-6 with a minute 32 to go in this first quarter. RBC still leading by 14. We're back right after this with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian.
RBC's will come out here with a first down and 10 from just inside their 20-yard line. If anything, Wall was able to not only score but flip the field position a little bit. RBC's been living on their side, Wall's side of the midfield line. On first and 10 here, RBC with a lot of shifting. They'll go back to an I set. Spurnall and Murphy make up the two-back combination. Here's the give. Murphy will lead the way for Spurnall, who will get forward for about 9 out close to the 30-yard line. Chad McClellan, the sophomore outside linebacker, on the tackle. Call it second and 1 with 60 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter. 20-6, the advantage for RBC. Splitting out this time wide to the right is Cowley along with Lubisher in the slot. Dinistri in the tight end left side of the formation. Here's the give to Spurnall. Have the first down and more out over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Liam Ferguson there on the tackle. Clock stops for just a second while the chains move.
Clock is winding down. This will likely be the final play of the opening quarter.
Jonathan Leach, number 10. Dangerous target man, split out to the left side of the formation. First action for him offensively for RBC. Wall showing blitz. Ignolian comes from the middle linebacker spot. Recognized well by Spurnall, who will pick up 9 right where Ignolian blitzed through. And that should take us to the end of the first quarter. Ferguson again on the tackle. One quarter in the books here from the home of the Crimson Knights, the number one team in the Shore, RBC, with a 20-6 advantage. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week right after this on the Shore Sports Network.